The start of the legislative session brought two controversial homelessness bills into the consciousness of our state and into the nation's. Senator Josh Green's bills introduced the idea that homelessness is a health condition. He says it's the reason why Medicaid funds should be used to pay the cost of writing a prescription for housing. Both bills are now with the House. We called Senator and ER Dr. Green to get his take on how the House and Senate appear to be approaching homelessness differently. Aloha. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Beth Ann. I appreciate it.
When we talked as the session started, and there was a lot of, you know, sort of eyebrow raising at how this could be done, and yet this seemed to catch fire. You were on Fox News this week, other outlets that have been interviewing you, too, about this. The idea that this, in fact, would save money for taxpayers, not cost them more. How would that be?
Well, yes. So this has gotten national attention, and it's because people see it that way. Right now, we spend a lot of attention, and it's necessary for people on people who are suffering with chronic homelessness. They consume an incredible amount of healthcare resources because they have usually drug addiction or mental illness, one or the other, and they've been, you know, houseless and going to the ER. So individuals spend six figures, usually $120,000, $130,000 if they're really struggling and they're homeless and they've got these challenges. The minute you put someone into housing, in housing first programs or just get a roof over their head, we did a study and we found their costs dropped by 43% in Hawaii, by 55% in Seattle, by the way. So that would mean that we put someone into housing and this $120,000 number drops precipitously. So their Medicaid cost, which is taxpayer dollars and what we put into our budget in the state, would actually decrease very significantly and they get housed, which is how it would work.
How much does it actually offset in terms of the cost to put somebody into a home?
All of it. In fact, when I say that there's a 43% decrease in total cost, that includes the cost of housing someone in Housing First for $18,000 a year. So it's an extraordinary situation where you both have kind of the social justice component, which is we've provided housing for a person who's struggling very badly, and a fiscally conservative or fiscally conscious or whatever words you want to use component, which is we're using our dollars even better than we did before or a lot better. So this is a bill that I guess its time may seem to be coming. There are two bills, actually, Senate Bill 2 and Senate Bill 7, both address how we'd use Medicaid for homelessness. And let me be very clear, because some people ask this. They say, why on earth, Josh, your doc, are you calling homelessness a medical condition and using Medicaid dollars? Well, the average lifespan of a person who's homeless is 50. The average lifespan of someone else in Hawaii is 81. So their medical conditions just kind of crater on them when they're homeless, and that's why we want to do this.
As you look at some of the bills that now the Senate is receiving from the House, it seems that there's a very, very different approach to homelessness. How do you characterize that?
Well, there's a lot of good ideas. I'm looking at the bills right now. You've got the Pu'uhonua safe zones. We heard that bill and passed it out of our committee, but our other committees, the Ways and Means Committee, I think didn't pass that one. But we both have a medical clinic, medical mobile van bill. We both have changes to the shelter rules. They have some additional appropriations bills, and then they'll be getting my bills. So we're trying to have a comprehensive approach. It's a super complicated problem, as you've reported so well on. So we need all of these kind of arrows in our quiver if we're going to really make things better for people.
Are there some that are still missing?
There are. I was disappointed that we didn't ultimately pass a significant bond to do building for units. To just rely on the private sector to build public housing units or homeless units, it's kind of a fool's errand. They just don't end up having the capacity to do it, so they need extra help. That's one thing that I'm, you know, disappointed in. A lot of it will come down to money, though, in the end. So depending on what's in the budget, how much money's in the revolving housing trust fund, how much money is in Housing First programs, that will kind of tell the tale as to what our capacity is to help people who are homeless. Because my issues, my signature bills, are going to take some time to have impact.
And in that time, to be allowed to have that time to be able to really see and research and then to be able to have an auditor to study what that impact is, I would imagine.
Right. So, you know, if my bills pass, and I hope that they will, then the auditor do a quick assessment. Now, I already have done the economic assessment, because in my capacity as a medical director, I actually have the real data, the real cost, which is that 3.6% of our Medicaid spends, individuals are consuming 61% of the Medicaid dollars. So I already know the number, but they'll do an even more detailed assessment of the chronically homeless and who would qualify. That will show how much savings there will be. My initial assessment is it'll be $300 million a year, which is pretty incredible. And that's if we are fully funding and fully occupied into the program, implementing it. But anything less than that's still a win. So that will take a year. And meanwhile, I'll try to get some of the insurance companies to pilot the program for a smaller number of people so we see it in real time. But this is all kind of this is going to be a grinded out, one yard at a time kind of process, unless the whole nation lights up on this issue and we pass it right away.
When you look at those bills, all of them that now just came over to you from the House, as the House is looking at all the bills over from the Senate, do you see any way of being able to weave some of these things potentially together when we're talking about the kind of savings that you're talking about that might go simply to fund other programs, too, that might be packaged together?
I do, although the savings will come after we implement it fully. So I intend to pass all the best ideas the House has sent over to me, and also weave some of my concepts into some of their bills, like you said. I think weave is a good word, actually. Then, of course, in the conference committee time, the last 2 weeks of April, all that will get sorted out. But I will guarantee you we'll have some good legislation that helps move us forward. The question is, will we just do it incrementally and manage the problem, which is what we've kind of seen in the past, or will we get a game changer? And I think we need a game changer. We've got you know, between 8 and 12,000 homeless people and almost 2,000 chronically homeless, really terribly suffering souls. A game changer is necessary to get them all into services and help.
So how responsive do you think your colleagues are to creating a game changer now, given the fact that we've done this so incrementally and we've been talking about this for such a long time and trying to, you know, shoot, as you would call it, different arrows at it, but nothing in a way that's truly comprehensive and networked in the way that you're proposing?
It's a little hard to say. You know, I used to be the health chair, and we passed a ton of legislation when I did that. This is my first year as the human services chair, and so I'm really kind of diving into this thing head first. The bills did pass unanimously yesterday in the Senate, which is, you know, to be expected to a certain degree, but they're moving, and this is the first year with such a signature new idea. I have to say it's been aided by the amount of attention that's come from the public and from media. That helps, because it helps to explain these very complicated concepts thoroughly and quickly.
Well, thank you so much for being willing to speak with us today. And clearly, we're going to be talking about this more in future. And certainly, they might just be doing that around the nation, too. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's great to talk to you.
Josh Green is an ER doctor and state senator representing Senate District 3, Kona and Kau.